This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Christmas Eve edition of the show. And thank you on the text line popping here. Yes, the whiskey speech, a perennial around here. Every Christmas, it pops up, and it's time for Christmas once we play that example of political doublespeak. Probably 12 years or so we've been playing it here. Jimmy and Baby Ned says, Sean, thanks so much for playing that every year. It puts a big smile on my face, and thank you. Well, thank you, Jimmy. Ben says it's now time to start shopping. Yes. More people say, I'll drink to that. Yes, it is. But you can go listen to it. I mean, I like it when you listen to it on the station, but you can go to YouTube and find it and show it to your friends. If you go, those politicians and their doublespeak, well, they ain't nothing compared to what was delivered by Soggy Sweat Jr. back in 1952 in the Mississippi legislature. Go check it out. All right, good to get this man in studio. It's been, you know, like we always talk about, too long, but he's back and he brought gifts, so he's always welcome. My buddy Kevin Harrison, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm good, man, and thank you for the gift.
Yeah, yeah, enjoy it.
Oh, I got plans for that. It's going to be a treat. Yeah, I probably won't do it for Christmas, probably do it for New Year's. It
might go good with the bourbon.
Yeah, so I may open one of those bottles of bourbon that people come to my house and say, you know, that's a real good bourbon. I say, oh, okay. They say it got dust all over it. And so I was told to buy it. I held on to it. So
yeah, I don't drink anymore, but the bartender, when she reached for the top shelf, she'd always lift my spirits.
See, I'm going to use that joke too. Dad joke stuff. I want to talk, you know, you and I over the years have talked about roads. We talked about actually historic roads in Alabama too. Had some great conversations about that. I mean, I heard Jeff was talking the other day on his show why 65 goes like it does with that arc versus taking a more direct route to go through from Mobile. And there's some history to that.
The Federal Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a mail route from New York to New Orleans that was once a week but in 1820.
It was determined kind of like, I mean, there were, you know, Federal Road, you had the Indian Road, right, that was going through. And then, depending on, this is politics way back then, y'all, way the road goes, what towns got to be on the road versus what towns did not.
That's right.
That was big time politics.
Yeah, three knots went down to Pensacola. And,
which was actually marked with three notches on the tree.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there was an old railroad that went from Pensacola to Montgomery that was along the lines of an Indian trail called the Wolf Trail. And that railroad's not even there anymore.
So it went from where to Montgomery?
Pensacola to Montgomery. Called the Wolf Trail. And it was an Indian trading line that the railroad was built, and that railroad's not even there anymore.
Huh. Okay. Well, see, I mean, there's... You can look at, I mean, there's some modern roads that, you know, probably don't make any, you know, homage to the past, but there's a lot of them that we're riding right now because that was the easiest way to get from point A to point B when people walked or rode a horse.
Yeah, Old Shell Road was from Spring Hill to Mobile Bay. It was a privately funded road in 1850. It was a toll that was either a quarter or 50 cents.
That sounds like some libertarian stuff right there, privately owned roads, and we're going
to
toll them.
They put, it was a road to their bay houses and stuff, and this was in 1850. Well,
from their summer houses to their, you know, to their rest of the year houses.
That's right, and it was made of oyster shells, had to be done four times a year. Then they built...
The replenishment, four times a year?
Right, and it was a toll. That's what was... It was so expensive. I don't know what 1850, 25 cents was, but, you know, today's dollars, that's
pretty big money.
Expensive.
I'll be darned.
Then they built a new road from Oyster Shells down in South Mobile County. So the Shell Road, which used to be called Isidore Road, is now Old Shell Road. So all kinds of little stuff like that. And I think I mentioned before the trees on Government Street in Spring Hill, they are a certain width apart. That's before cars were invented. They're actually turned to 1900. That was the radius that a horse and buggy needed.
We had to turn around. I remember you telling me, if y'all look at this, this is what's fascinating. I don't know if the last time or the time before you told me that, the measurement of the road was what it took, you know, and maybe had a stretch carriage. I don't know, but that's what it took to turn it.
Right. And it's interesting that, you know, a lot of these, like the Federal Road and Three Notch, all these roads, they weren't, these were all horse and buggies. I mean, it wasn't for vehicles. It was just the maintenance alone, I can't imagine.
what the roads look like after a good Mobile rain back then.
That's right.
But we're going to talk about some modern roads today. And Kevin, you work with Sainte & Associates, right?
Right.
And what do you do? What's your job?
So one of the programs that we have is funded as a federally funded program from South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, which houses the Mobile Metropolitan Planning Organization, Mobile MPO. And it's the SS4A. It came out of the IIJA or the BIL.
Translate that for me.
Bipartisan infrastructure law.
Okay.
The transportation bill.
Okay.
And it's a two-part funding program. The first part is a safety action plan. We're doing it for Mobile County. We're doing it for every city in all of Mobile County. What recommendations come out of that safety action plan will then be eligible for federal funding for the next round of funding for the implementation grant.
I'm going to get you a little closer to that mic.
And that can be up to about $22 million. So we're talking real money. And the safety action plan that we're doing is a two-part plan. First is data. And there's 71,000 crashes in the past 5 years in Mobile County. 71,000. 347 fatalities in the past 5 years in Mobile County. So we're looking at all the crashes. We're looking at the type of injury, the type of crash there are. And we'll create a heat map for the county, and we'll create recommendations from one of 28 different Federal Highway Administration countermeasures. They can be systemic, like speed limits or lighting. They can be operational, like dual lefts or extending turn lanes. We'll create a list of those recommendations for the SS4A plan, and then the next round of funding, the county or the municipality that project resides in will be eligible for this funding. So, and it's up to $22 million. So we're talking real money. That's the first part is the data. The second part is the public involvement. And we've been hitting the road. We've been going to these...
pun intended.
Yeah. we've been going to these arts and crafts festivals and online trying to get people to fill out this survey because we have the data. We have a lot of data. But we might be missing locations that have near misses, blind spots. There might be aggressive driving. There might be harsh braking somewhere that we don't know about. So we want to hear from the public. And I know you have a lot of attorneys that do accidents and stuff like that. We're not an attorney. We want the public's input. We want to know where the public thinks needs to be safer, what the public think needs to be done to make our roads safer in Mobile County. So Mobile MPO does have a survey. If you go to mobilempo.org and go to the first link there, and it's a little QR code. Otherwise, but it's a quick 2-minute survey, and it asks you, you know, what do you think is more important, texting and driving, you know, speed? And there is a map that's an interactive map online that you can say, right here, there's a blind spot. You need to do something about that. So we'll have a
list. This is the stuff y'all call in, like when I'll have the sheriff on or I'll have somebody from the county and y'all call in or text in about these issues. This is what Kevin's talking about.
That's right.
There's a bad spot at so-and-so. This is the data y'all are trying to get.
Right. Now's your opportunity to let people know. I mean, and the police departments are all doing a great job and reporting this kind of stuff. But this is where the money hits the road because there is potential funding for these projects in the future.
Yeah, and I'm going to go through some of these with the listeners here, read through. But, you know, it is important, like, with the traffic light timing on airport. And I was about a year and a half ago on a rant about that, then found out, talked to the folks that work for the city doing that, and what was going on, why they had some problems getting parts for the cameras and the transponders between the two. You know, they weren't talking to each other. And it was interesting to see that difference. My argument was when the traffic lights aren't synced correctly, then you get some very fast driving because people think the only way to make that next light is to, like, we're at Talladega, right? And then when you get them synced up correctly, I remember talking to city folks that said, okay, they're set up for 35 to 40 miles an hour, speed limit 45. And once you got it synced, if you do that, you get all green lights most of the time. But we went through a period there where it was just horrible. You sat at a light that
nobody was
crossing over, and you're just sitting there like Maytag repairman.
Yeah, and that's a lot of thanks to the City Mobile Traffic Engineering and ALDOT. ALDOT started the Regional Transportation Operations Program, RTOP, and all the signals are connected to it, and the signals have gotten a lot better.
And I think that is a public safety move because people would say, didn't look at it would say, or didn't look at it that way, would say, well, more red lights would be safer driving because people will be slowing down and stopping more. But in fact, what I saw is just a, not an engineer or anything, just a dude. As soon as it turned green, I mean, it was people trying to get through the next light before it turned red.
That's right.
And then if they have the idea and the expectation that I'm going to catch most of these green lights, yeah, I'll drive normal speed and do all that. All right, so some of these questions you're asking here, and like you said, you got a QR code for it. We could also even put this up on our Facebook page as a link. Leanna, I'll send it to you where people can go through there. It says, what do you think are the biggest behavioral safety concerns in Mobile County? And outside of some other ones, so these are about driving.
Right, that's right. Well, you know, this study also has pedestrian and bicycle countermeasures that are Federal Highway Administration approved countermeasures. So we want to hear about bicycle pedestrian incidents, or what do you think needs to make it safer for bicycle pedestrians also? So it is all modes.
And what about, I mean, this is a side note, what about people in Little Rascals out on the street? Have you seen that? The people that are like crossing the airport riding a electric mobility scooter?
Yeah, that's an enforcement problem, I think.
Yeah, that is. All right, so some of these questions here. You said, what do you think are the biggest behavioral safety concerns in Mobile County? And you give us a chance to give you like a, you know, a no concern to high concern in each one, right?
Right.
Speeding, distracted driving is on there. That one is, if I can look at the text line right now and people give you some opinions about that. Driving under the influence, red light running, aggressive driving, seatbelt use, and child car seat use. And then you said, what do you think are the biggest roadway infrastructure concerns in Mobile County? And that's what you were talking about, too. The curves, I mean, you have intersections, and you may get data on that, but where's a bad curve? Where do you have limited sight distance?
Right.
That limited sight distance is one, too. You're coming over a hill.
Right.
And then there's somebody turning out right in front of where you come over the hill.
If you got an elevation and a curve, it could be bad. But, you know, the rural areas of the county have higher speeds and have more rural runoff road situations in the rural areas. And a lot of those are sometimes worse crashes because of the speeds.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so here you go. Direct input. Rick says, hey, Kevin, can you let the person in front of me know that when the light has changed to stop texting so we can go?
That's right. I've been in a collision because of a girl text. And everybody, I think all your listeners have either been affected by a crash, either their family members or mm-hmm. friends, or they have.
And with this, you're saying, all right, what can we do to make some changes here, right? What
right.
can we do to alleviate this? So if people take this survey, and I'm going to do the same thing. I've got it open here in front of me. I'll take the survey. Speeding. Let's see if I score that. That would be medium concern. Distracted driving is high concern for me. Driving under influence, high concern. Red light running. Maybe it's getting better. I don't know. I mean, remember MPD put down some pretty heavy enforcement on that.
Right.
You know, maybe getting some people to think twice before going through the red.
Yeah, and if you're speeding, distracted, not driving, but red light running, you're trying to get to your tree stand in the morning, you just got to leave a little earlier.
So once again, somebody could, I mean, I know these are posted up, but and we're going to put the link on our Facebook page. But where do they go to get the survey again?
It's you can go to mobilempo.org, and it'll be right there on the homepage to click the link. And there's some information about the SS4A program. You know, surveys is a big part of this. The city of Athens, they had 1,400 surveys.
Athens, Alabama?
Athens, Alabama.
Tennessee River area.
That's right. And I have a personal goal to try to get more than 1,400 surveys, so I need your listeners' help.
Okay, well, this is our Christmas ask. Do this, and it helps us all when this information comes in. And I guess it would be this information comes in, you get the grant money, you go, okay, you change the curve on a road. I mean, how does it – give me an idea how it's implemented. What does it look like when you
– If there's a change in the curve, that's a good example. If it's identified in the safety action plan – that next round of funding, whoever's jurisdiction it is, Mobile County or City Mobile, they will apply for the SS4A implementation grant for 80% funding for that. So, but it's got to be part of this plan. And the prioritization involves the number of public comments that it gets. So that's another important reason that we need these surveys filled out.
Okay, if you want to change instead of just complaining about it, this is a way to try to do something about
it. That's right. Here's your chance.
Very good. All right, you can check it out. And yes, people are asking. We're going to put this. We're going to put the link up on our Facebook page. I'll put it up over on the X feed as well. And you said you're coming back to see me in January?
Yeah, I got another survey about transit. How are we going to make transit better in Mobile? So, you'll get it. I'll bring you something else.
All right, I'm interested. And by the way, Bill said people driving with their high beams on is a huge safety issue. It's rampant on the road. Seems like the last 5 or 10 years, it's normal behavior. Reflects on our self-centered culture, I believe. And also, I'll just add this. The new high beams are brighter than they used to be.
Yeah, especially for people with blue eyes.
Yeah, as we're sitting here, 100%, brother. Good to see you. Merry Christmas,
man. Thanks, y'all. Merry Christmas.
All right, I'll put the links up. Y'all take part in that, and we'll be right back. More Midday Mobile.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
All right, 155 FM Talk 1065. And heads up here, Christmas gifts, looking for that special gift for somebody. Maybe it happens to be at Stone Arms. Hint, hint, if anybody's listening out there. Stone Arms also has they call it a kiosk. And my buddy Jeff Stone runs Stone Arms. It's a computer on a wall. Kiosk makes it, I don't know, maybe it's fancier sounding, but I told you about this, that when I did this process for years, I wanted to go through and get a suppressor, a silencer, a can to shoot with. And it was tedious because you could fill out some forms online. And of course, like all government forms, this had to be exactly in this place and you couldn't screw it up. And then you had to get your fingerprints down at the sheriff's office. Then you had to get the passport type photo. Then you had to put everything together. I just didn't get it done. So when Jeff said, hey, man, I got this kiosk, a computer on the wall there to do it, I went out and it is the easiest dang process. So if you've been thinking like, I want to do it, but give yourself 20 minutes. That's what it took me. And it's you put your information in, go to next. And then you put your fingerprints in there, takes a picture, does a whole 9 yards, puts it together, sends it off to the feds. And then for me, it was just 2 weeks till I got my green light to get a suppressor. So if you're already got that green light, great selection of suppressors out there in stock, great rifles, shotguns. And as I've pointed out too, a fantastic gunsmith. A gunsmith that has fixed everything from maybe putting together modern sporting rifles for me to my grandfather's 1936 32 caliber lever action, restoring it beautifully. I mean, a real artist out there in the gunsmith department. So check them out if you want to go get those last-minute Christmas gifts. If you're looking for suppressors, you're looking at accessories, you're looking for rifles, shotguns, and handguns, they're all one place. Stone Arms, about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport Boulevard on the south side of the road and online at stonearmsinc.com. All right, let me grab a few texts here before we wrap it up and Feinbaum takes over. Let's see. Yes, Michael says, also lights like the one on University by South and the one on Midmost and Michael don't work. And people regularly run the reds because it takes forever for them to trip. You